CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor with Ekaterina Zolotova. She's an analyst for geopolitical futures. She's in Moscow, and we've been observing the pieces of an essay she's published recently at the site. It's a subscription site I highly recommend, not the least because you can read what Ekaterina learns in Moscow about the conflict zone, economies of the conflict zone. We now go to the future, and the future involves Russian foreign ministry and very active. Ekaterina, you list Asia, Africa, and Latin America. I want to start with Latin America because that's the new world. That's the Western Hemisphere. The three nations you identify as Russia developing or strengthening relations are Venezuela, Cuba, and Nicaragua. Are there other missions to other parts of South America? I mentioned Brazil in particular because it is a major part of the BRICS. Has Russia strengthened its ties with Brazil?
Yes, Russia would like to strengthen its ties with Brazil. Before the military operation, there was a dialogue between Russia and Brazil, and they discussed that Brazil is going to buy a lot of Russian fertilizers. During the conflict, also there was a dialogue between these two countries. Right now, there were a lot of rumors that Lavrov is going to visit Brazil, Argentina, and so on. But so far, during the last maybe 2 or 3 months, I didn't see any delegation that is going there. Russia is mostly concentrated on the closest allies right now. For example, as you mentioned, Cuba, Venezuela, Nicaragua. The representatives of companies are coming to Venezuela back. They are discussing the new projects, especially the projects in oil and gas sphere there again. And this is the activity of Russia there. Russia right now pays a lot of attention to Africa, which is very interesting. Russia is going to have at least two summits during the summer. And during these days, it also had the preparation summit, parliamentary summit, with a lot of delegations from Africa. So during the last 3 to 2 months, I noticed more focus on Africa. Maybe in the very next future, we are going to see also the new step of concentrating on Latin America and creating ties with Latin America too, because Russia would like to create the new system of relations with Asia, with Africa, with Latin America. And of course, it's going to identify this in its new foreign policy, which is still under the creation and under consideration.
I'm glad you mentioned Argentina because there was a report here in America of 22,000 Russian nationals now in Buenos Aires, many of them young women who are pregnant or delivering children. Have you heard of this in Moscow?
Well, personally, I don't have any friends who went to Argentina, but I know that Russia and Argentina, especially in cultural area, had a lot of ties before. Argentina was very popular when I was young, for example. We were watching a lot of Argentinian series, and that's why the cultural dialogue existed all the time. I expect that these people are moving there mostly for the passport reasons.
Right.
And of course, because the country, we know this country in cultural area. Unfortunately, less an economic one, but cultural, it really works.
Ekaterina Zolotova of Geopolitical Futures. I'm John Batchelor.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.